The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, Can't Get Right listeners, Kurt Metzger here. The Can't Get Right podcast is one of the many podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. Gas Digital has a massive on-demand library of thousands of hours of your favorite podcasts and shows, all in full HD, ad-free, and uncensored. As a Gas Digital Network member, you get unique user profile, access to the new live chat during a show's premiere, and all the newest full-length episodes of your favorite Gas Digital shows days before they become available to the public. So sign up to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use promo code Kurt, K-U-R-T, and get a 7-day free trial on us and see if you like it. And if you decide to stay after the 7 days, you'll get an additional $150 off your membership every month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code Kurt, K-U-R-T. Get a 7-day free trial. And by the way, Gas Digital is not this is an actual business with customers that want it. It's not some private equity investment. Most podcast channels are. That's why they got like all kinds of horseshit on them. So, GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code Kurt, and get a 7-day free trial. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, I know. Because I can't get right. This is cutthroat. This burns as words pop from a snub nose. This Kurt Metzger and not give a fuck mode. Because I can't get right. I can't get right. Yeah. You're listening to Can't Get Right.
So the thing is on.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, yeah. Where I go?
Every episode of my podcast, I begin by asking if it's on for 3 times. That's how you have a good podcast.
Yeah,
that's how you know. When you said all about that bass, remember Megan Trainor? That's Megan Trainor, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she had another song about like, do you think I'm dumb about getting cheated on? And she's like, has talky shit in the words. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I gave you bass.
Yeah. It's like a callback.
Yeah. Like, could you stop saying,
I remember that song.
Yeah. Stop calling it bass. You gave him ass. So what is that what bass meant?
So what's treble in that analogy then?
Tits or a pussy.
No, I think it's being pussy. Skinny.
It's all of that.
Yeah. I think treble is being skinny. If I'm speaking Meghan Trainor correctly.
It's like it's like everything and nothing kind of.
Mm-hmm. It's everything that's not the ass.
Yeah. She's kind of unfair with it. It's like, go buy my bass.
Yeah.
Judge me by bass alone. And then everybody else, their whole package is treble.
You gave me sweet time.
That's it.
I mean, I guess.
I gave you bass. Like, oh. I gave you ass. That would be better than that.
Big ass.
Big ass.
Bass.
Oh, wait. So this can't get right. With Kurt Metzger, and I'm here with everybody say your name and race as we go around the room.
Mm-hmm. My name is Jimmy Selesky, and I'm Greek and Italian.
I didn't know that Italian part of you.
What kind of name is Selesky?
It's Polish.
And then Sig.
Sig Soto, I'm Puerto Rican.
Sig Soto.
Soto.
Puerto Rican.
Matt Brown, half Jew, half Scottish.
All white trash.
Fucking combination.
All
right
white
now.
Trash.
All white trash, dude.
Yeah. And we were just discussing before because Matt was telling us he's an incel and about the community.
Mm-hmm. MGTOW also. MGTOW.
And MGTOW.
Yep.
You're all young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If 30 is young.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah,
late 20s to 30. Young.
It's when a man decides if he wants to go his own way or...
Mm-hmm.
Or go.
Matt's actually going in early.
Yeah, joined MGTOW early.
Yeah.
You get a free pair of yellow Crocs and you're on your way.
Mm-hmm. Well, these aren't free. I got
a highlighter green.
Got these from a bitch. Bitch bought me green Crocs.
Oh, I thought that was a bitch already owned them. I was like, you're size fucking a size 13 bitch, bro? Damn.
Dude. Yeah.
Are you size 13?
Mm-hmm, 13 or 14.
You got a big cock?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, it's 6.
Yeah, it's average.
So it's whatever.
I'm 12, 13, and I'm also like at a 6.
If I can
guess guess my size.
I'm going to go
7.5.
I'm going to go 7.5.
No, it's 2. 2 faces. Faces. I measure my dick in fucking faces.
Damn, dude.
Which way?
It's like long ways or
side ways? Horizontal. Korean heads.
Every way is the same.
Yeah,
distance.
It's like perfect sphere.
Perfect.
My dick is Caillou's. A perfect sphere. My dick is literally two perfect spheres connected.
But seriously, I have a huge dick, though. I just want to get that out there.
That's good. And, that's good.
Tight.
So, is that true or is it?
What's your shoe size?
14.
Wow.
It is 14. I'm not
and Sig, you have a
you
big ass
kicked your donuts
your
over.
Size,
dude.
Size 12, 13.
Okay. I have a small feet in the room. I'm a 12. That's crazy.
Well, we probably have the same issue.
God damn right. I kicked donuts.
Like, I got a size 14. Fuck my donuts. My dick would break that fucking thing.
No, it's long, but it's not thick.
And also, my donuts are blocking Jimmy's girlfriend that is on a. Will this show up on camera?
Right here. Turn it over here towards this camera.
Yeah,
to your right.
Jimmy, just let Kurt talk, dude.
So this is Jimmy's girlfriend. Now, I've never met Jimmy's girlfriend, who's pretty hot, I think. I think we all agree.
I think we all agree she's pretty hot.
Yeah. Should I give out her Instagram?
No. Jimmy
would hate it's not. It's a Polaroid. I thought it was... Be on your iPad digitally.
No. I'm old school, bro.
Jimmy, yeah, are you that's the kind of girl you want Polaroids of.
Polaroid chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but because when I came in, Matt's opening at Magoobi. I should probably tell. I'm in Baltimore.
Yes.
What is this, Baltimore?
Towson. Yeah, Baltimore County. Baltimore.
What's a Magoobi, by the way?
They literally just made a fake name that sounded funny.
Oh, it sounds like a racial slur. Like, I thought it was some kind
it
of...
It does. I kind of wish it was.
Oh, the whole town's Magoobies now.
Well, we can start it. We can start it
isn't
right
it
now.
Isn't it a combination of his son's names or something? Somebody told me. Like,
no.
He combined all of his son's names.
No, not at all.
Really?
His sons are Oliver and Julian. Oh. Those aren't...
I'm just here to say completely wrong shit.
Yeah.
This whole retarded.
I think it's right.
It was his brother's, brother's idea. It wasn't the actual owner's. It was his brother who used to be a comics idea.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know any of the lore of Magoobi.
And whose idea was
Magoobi says deep lore.
Yeah.
Whose idea was to put Carlin and Pryor up there?
I think it was Andrew's. I think it was the main owner's.
Not that one of them ever played it, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
No. They didn't make it there till like 2014.
Wait, are you guys comics too?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's comic. I did stand up for like a
he
year
quit
and a half.
To be a physicist.
Mm-hmm.
I literally stopped.
Oh, yeah, right. Sigs.
Mm-hmm.
I keep wanting to say SIGS with an S.
Mm-hmm.
You have a physics degree?
Yeah.
What kind of physics?
It's just general physics.
Like, so how much do you understand of shit? Like, if you watch
how much shit
things?
Do you understand, SIG?
I understand, like,
don't be humble, dude.
I understand surface level stuff for certain things and deeper stuff for things that I'm more interested in.
Gravity? You know gravity?
I know gravity. Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it.
And what do you do with a physics degree?
I'm a coder, programmer.
Really? Is that what that is? Really? Got into programming after physics.
So like in physics, you do a lot of programming, like for the track and everything. And then for the job that I got right now, they were looking for programmers. And I was like, I've done that before. And then they just kind of hired me for it. Wow. But it's like a cancer research lab. So it's so not what I went in for.
Yo, we should try to get you canceled. We should try to get you fired from your job. Can I say the N-word?
What? No, I thought that's the name of your podcast. Can I say the N-word?
On this week's
the lines
episode.
Are open. Let me know. I'm just going to light this.
It's like every episode is almost like, will he
tobacco?
Say it?
What? Do you remember N-word Joker?
No. From Batman?
Some kid put up a thing. I don't know how long this was, but it's like N-word Joker. He's going to say it with a countdown to a date. Oh my god!
I thought you were talking about Chris Rock.
And was it just like a bunch of like a bunch of marketing
dude,
stuff?
And
with
on
like-
the day of it, the thing cut. Dude, is there? Can we look it up?
Yeah, you gotta go.
N-word Joker, dude. I laughed so hard.
I gotcha. Let me just
because it was funny just hearing about it, and then the guy actually came out on the day, and the video of him. The N-word Joker getting ready to say the word.
Was he just like hyping himself, like smacking himself in the face and stuff? Like, oh, here we go.
No, I don't want to ruin him. He does. It's funny shit that he does to set up. Yeah, N-word Joker. And then the ending is like pretty great. And I never heard of anything else from these people again, but they're pretty fucking funny.
Oh, it's like a YouTube thing?
Yeah, it's like, well, that's where I saw it. I don't know if that's where it came
out. Look at Jimmy producing
his
fucking
he's actually trying today.
doesn't matter, because wherever you are on the globe, you will feel the ripples of this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, gamers, autistic people, amputees, straight and gay, black and white, people who are bisexual, Mexican people, Asian people, Middle Eastern people, everybody that has been following this since the very beginning. Tonight's a very important night. Why? Because tonight is the night I say it. I, the Joker, have in my possession hundreds of N-word passes. Tonight, we're gonna use them, boys. At any rate, a lot of people were afraid it wasn't going to happen. But at this point, it'd be more villainous if I didn't do it. Am I right? All right. Here goes nothing. Okay. Oh, she sells seashells by the seashore. See, she sells. Fuck, whatever. It's just one word. It's just one word. Let's ride. Anyone out there?
Close the window.
Ladies and gentlemen of the internet, without further ado.
Nigger!
That's a black man!
Oh, hell no!
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
The fat black guy in a bat suit tackled him at the last second. But it's not like they dubbed in the word. I thought he doesn't say it and the guy tackles him.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was good.
Yeah, I don't know. But they set it up for like a month. Like there was this countdown, so it caused like a little.
Oh, the guy that's how they got their buzz?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know. They're dead.
But was it like the Why So Serious like stuff from the Dark Knight movie where they would just have like
I don't
symbols and stuff?
That's
and
then, like, the road I would go with it.
Yeah.
I don't remember. You guys don't remember. How long ago was that? I guess a long time ago.
2009.
Sig's a big
I don't
Batman.
I know what all the hip kid physics fucking professors are into.
Yeah. Sig fell in love with Heath Ledger after Brokeback Mountain.
I have pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Heath Ledger, all his American accent was always like, he just grit his teeth. Like, all right.
What was he? Was he British?
He was Australian.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the only good part of that. Did you see a new Batman movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you think it was good?
I thought the car chase was good and there was a couple of good things in it, but it was like, it was all right for me.
I didn't know what the fuck I was watching.
It was long.
I didn't understand anything.
It ended like three times.
Yeah. And then when the mayor gets killed, right?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
it's fucking so dumb. And then Batman, and then fucking the most, by the way, distinct jawline of any human I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got
you're like,
chin.
You're going to see Batman and then see him and not know that's him.
Same thing as Ben Affleck as Batman. How do you not know that chin?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. I didn't like the
Christian
part.
Bale, too, has a very unique face. Like, none of these Batman.
Christian Bale's was better because his face wasn't visible and he was. So the mayor's dead. So all the cops are there. It's all lit. Right?
Yeah.
And then Batman walks to consult. Like, he just walks around the cop, and one cop's like, what the hell is he doing here?
Yeah.
And then, and he's right, by the way.
Yeah.
That's exactly what a cop should say. Like, are we seriously? And then he's like, just let him look. And he's looking around. Then the kid, the mayor's kid, is there, I guess, because his dad got killed.
Yeah.
And then Batman catches eyes
stares at him.
Can you imagine that? Your dad just got murdered and the cop's there and then a guy in a devil outfit just stares in your eyes.
But he relates and the kid knows he relates. That's the eye contact.
Oh, this guy's dad's dead too.
I can tell from his sad eyes.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Catwoman, the part where she was like yelling at him about like using his white privilege.
No, was that in there?
Yeah. Well, you have to put that in there. You're not allowed to make a movie.
We have to save our city from these gentrifying.
That's what I call what I call my dick. White privilege.
You know, Colin Farrell. You know, Colin Farrell was the Penguin, right?
Yeah.
He did like a really good New York accent. I thought up until like the one part where he was like, "I didn't kill no Goyle." It's like, God damn, dude. He turned that shit up to 12.
He put a little Popeye in it.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand because he didn't do anything, right?
No, he actually didn't do anything in that movie.
Yeah, like Batman just chased him, like harassed him.
And then he was like, it wasn't me. I didn't kill that Goyle.
I don't have you, Goyle.
Hey, Jimmy, daddy home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how you got Justin in your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That's his podcast name.
Wait, so you and him have the podcast, not Jimmy.
Well, he's the producer guy.
He has a podcast too.
Yeah, he has his own podcast.
Live from the studio.
How did you get this set up? Your family's diner money, probably.
I wish. No, my friend Scott grew up in that house there. Mm. And
what's Scott's ethnicity?
Scott is half Korean, half white. A great fucking mix, by the way.
I told you, Asian women love white dudes.
Yeah, that's true. And so we had this big detached garage, and we convinced his mom to let us build a studio in it. And now I rent it out. He's since moved to Los Angeles.
They love getting exported from there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a model, Scott.
He's hot.
Mm-hmm. And if Jimmy says that, then you know he's got
it. Yeah, I don't just hand out hot cards to anybody.
I think that's pretty reasonable, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You got this. If I had a girl on my picture on my desk like this, I'd be a little.
Well, it's supposed to be on the wall. More judgmental.
If I had a girl like that,
we'd be talking more freely.
When I came in, fucking Matt's like, because I don't know what it is, Matt's like kissing this picture of his girlfriend.
I'm going to kiss Jimmy's girlfriend. It's going to happen.
I think it could happen.
Oh, I don't. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with
you. It's definitive.
Oh, now you're okay with it. Now we're on Kurt's podcast.
Okay, I'm cool with this on Kurt's podcast.
All right. I'm going to slide in your DMs right now. You guys.
Oh, my God. Please do not.
Warm set of Crocs. I'm sliding in there. Yeah.
I beg you.
It's hilarious. Like Matt sitting here with a butt plug in his lap. DMing.
Neon Crocs.
Yeah. Jimmy said I can kiss you.
And the Puerto Rican's wearing a baseball shirt.
Guys, one more ad break right now. I'm sorry. Sorry that this Can't Get Right podcast is growing, and we're getting these fine sponsors, and one of them that has been with this podcast from the very beginning was Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. If you like Kratom, which I do like Kratom, and you've experienced buying it from the smoke shops and what have you, it's very expensive. You're paying for a lot of stuff that you just, it's just a ground up leaf. Just give me that, you know? And give it to me for $60 a kilo so I can sit there like a Pablo Escobar or a who's the guy they just caught, the short one? His name's El Shorty in Spanish. Chapo. You can sit there like Chapo of Kratom, basically, for $60 for a kilo. Okay? Now, I don't know how you're going to beat that. Go to YoKratom.com. They got every kind of variety. I'm a big white Mangda guy, but, well, you don't have to do that. You could get a green or a red, you know? They got them. It's all going to be $60 a kilo. It's not a different price for the different flavors. So right now, if you enjoy Kratom and you're over the age of 21 and you can legally get Kratom and you don't live someplace that doesn't allow you to have Kratom, go to YoKratom.com and get fast shipping at a great price of $60 a kilo. YoKratom.com. Okay, back to the show. How do you feel? Oh, yeah. How do you feel about Jimmy the Magoobi? So you're the only comic here.
Yeah.
So what are you doing in Baltimore? Is it just rooms?
Yeah, like show wise.
Yeah.
There's a few mics. There's two at the club in that bar.
Oh right.
The people put on showcases and stuff. DC's right down it's like an hour away. Yeah. So
is it like down there. Are the rooms like mixed? I guess. I mean, that's how Magoobies seems like pretty.
So Magoobies is like white. And then the Comedy Factory is the black club. And then in the city, there's like two separate scenes.
But it was pretty mixed white and black there. Well, first show.
Yeah, Magoobies.
It depends on who comes.
I guess it's more mainstream, you would say.
Yeah. It's like depending on if you like have like government jobs together or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always like, if I get mixed room, right? Because what I like to, especially because that room, you have to like work. Like they don't just like give it to you. Like
especially when there's like... When it's full, it's kind of easy, but yeah. It's never full, though.
Yeah, well, certainly not when I'm booked there. So I'll like, okay, I like to play the races against each other to control the space, you know? Mm-hmm. So
divide and conquer.
Yeah, I use a lot of the tactics Hitler used, to be honest.
Yeah, he had some good ideas.
I had a lot of good ideas.
Poorly executed.
Autobahn.
You know, beautiful.
Being nice to dogs. I think we all can agree.
I think we can all.
That dogs you should be nice to. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he have his faults? Yeah. Do you believe that thing about his niece that he used to like, she used to have to piss on his face?
What?
You know, his niece that killed herself.
What?
This is the same thing about Trump, though.
Ava Braun, or was that his wife?
That's his wife. His wife.
No, no, not his wife, Ava Braun. He had one ball, supposedly.
Yeah. Wow. But that'll kind of knock you.
He's monotesticular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was like I don't know. It was like a thing where he was born with it. I knew a friend growing up that had one ball, but it was because his balls never separated into two balls.
Balls separate?
I don't know.
It's like mitosis, dude. You got one ball when you're a baby, and then it just like...
Wow.
Yeah. So he had a softball instead of two baseballs. If you put in Puerto Rican physics terms.
Yeah.
It's not two baseballs.
It's one softball.
Yeah. That's better.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and then his niece lived with him when he was like getting big, I guess.
When he was like making popping off.
The first boom.
Road comic days, I guess.
Two booms. He had the big one and then he went to jail and then he came back. And
she lived with him and then she killed herself later. Okay. It was like his favorite niece.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
And then they captured some guy from, you know, the upper party, not like one that I remember offhand, but he gave that intelligence. But it could be the guy, you know how they do with Saddam Hussein? There's that guy.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that says he was the body double of Uday? They made a movie about it, The Devil's Double. That guy's all full of shit. There's no records.
You say whatever like you want.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want if you don't like the guy.
Yeah.
So do you think this niece is full of shit? Or you think this is real? Because I feel like with Hitler...
She's dead. She, first of all, the irony, if it's true, that she killed her... You know, it was implied like it's over this weird thing she had with her uncle. Like, can you imagine if she just stuck it out and after the war, they're like, you used to piss on Hitler's face?
Yeah.
She'd be a fucking hero. She'd be like RBGD, Ruth Bader Ginsburg poster.
Like so, Queen Elizabeth, just see her age.
Yeah, just stick it out a little bit,
know
kids.
That she That's pissed what, on Hitler's face.
You know... one day it's a shame to have done that. And then the next, you'd be a...
Literally just wait till like the 70s.
Yeah.
30 years and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to make it. And then she could tell the story of that. Everybody would be so like, that's awesome.
Only reason I say 70s is because by then people were more open to like shit jokes. I think.
Just pissing in general.
Yeah.
I think the golden shower became viable.
Are you guys into piss?
Matt might be.
I'm not exactly.
Just butt plug man and all that.
I was straight
butt plug. It's like absentmindedly playing a butt plug.
He likes it when a woman pisses on the bed, though.
This is my fidget spinner.
You want to piss on your bed?
You want me to piss on your bed? We found this porn star that's from Baltimore.
Oh, my God.
And she does
strongest
piss.
Baltimore action.
That's like really great.
Yeah. Piss porn.
And she looks just like his
what
ex.
What did she say?
There's this one where it's like the dude is like has her trapped in this room and won't let her go to the bathroom.
And she's like
stop it. I need to go pee.
Open the door.
Unlock the bathroom.
Wait, can we find that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Yes, let's go.
It's so easy to find.
Just okay, Big J.
Clover, Baltimore. Piss,
Big,
I guess.
Big J Ogerson is from Blackwood, kind of, New Jersey, Camden area. Mm-hmm. So when I first met him and his girlfriend, who was his girlfriend from high school he was with, and she made like cassette tapes of her talking dirty to
him.
Oh,
no.
And she had Pensalkin is the same fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
She's, yeah, Jay, yeah. Pussy doesn't even smell. <It's> like, dude, oh my God, I think he ended up erasing it because another girlfriend was mad that he had. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
And now
I got to show, I'm going to let him know that it's not lost because I know exactly what you're talking about. There's nothing more hilariously.
Yeah. And she's like
good.
Oh, no. I tried to get her on our podcast. I like hit her up on Instagram and all this stuff.
On it.
Get her on the podcast.
I know. My accent sucks.
All right. You pay for a hoagie and I'll be there if you get water.
Ever since he dated his ex, like he already had a Baltimore accent, but it just like exploded.
Yeah. She had a really.
Dude, that's a goldmine comedy accent because it's hard to get it. I don't really know how to do it.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
What's her name from.
Condoleezza Rice.
No, Adam Sandler football movie, The Mom.
Oh, Paula Deen.
Right. No, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm on the right
Catherine
track.
Bates.
Catherine Bates, Paula Deen.
She did a movie where she had to do a Baltimore accent. It was the hardest accent she said she ever had to do.
Yeah, and so, like, you can hear it so well, but for some reason.
It's hard to, like, actually
you have to be,
nail it.
I think young, making your mouth do the.
Well, it's a lot of, like, D's. It's like going down to duh. Get that from over there.
But you got
to
do the water thing. Like
yeah, water.
It's like, it's weird, dude.
Yeah.
I've been here for like, I don't know how long.
How do you take a piss?
It's like South Jersey. Mine's a little more north of that and in South Jersey. And then it, as it goes towards Baltimore, it becomes more of what you would call a retarded accent.
Yeah. Baltimore's a wannabe Southern.
Yeah.
It's like a wannabe Southern accent.
It's Philadelphia meets fucking like Mississippi.
Yeah. It's a musical.
Is this the piss one?
No, that's not.
No, this isn't. Unless this is like a. That's not her.
No, that's the advertisement before the video.
Oh,
okay. I think.
Oh, I can't wait. First of all, it's a great setup. First of all, I can't think of a hotter setup than some Baltimore accent chick kid has to pee. Come on.
Open a bathroom.
Open it.
Oh, I'm gonna piss your bed.
I'm gonna piss on
I'm so happy you told me.
You want me to piss on your bed?
Oh, I'm so happy you told me about this.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, full screen that shit, Jimmy.
Okay, I really have to go to the bathroom. What's wrong with your door? Come on, don't joke with me.
Come on.
Why is your door stuck? I really have to go to the bathroom. Like, I have to pee really bad. Is there like a secret word or is there it's a key?
It bothers me how much she looks like my ex too.
A lot.
Stop. It's fucking nuts.
I know you've hit
cute.
This video
on
private time for sure.
You gotta skim around to the part where she's on the bed where she actually does the pissing.
Before she does it though.
Oh God.
She does look like a Pennsylvania 7. I mean that well 100%.
Yeah. Oh, I think we're not going to hear the good part. We're just going to see her pissing now.
Yeah, you didn't get to the part where I'm going to do it. I'm going to piss on your bed.
I'm going to piss on your bed.
Come on, get to her talking.
Yeah, you like this, Daddy? You want me to piss all over your bed? Let me get
I'm gonna piss all over you. Oh my God.
Seriously, I have to go so bad.
I think we got what we came for.
Oh, that one line.
Uh-huh. You wanna piss on your bed?
Oh, you like that, Daddy?
Oh my God. It's not as good as the Cheryl one. That's like was like a loss, like when they burned the libraries of,
oh, yeah.
of Greece.
Okay. Genghis Khan.
Jimmy relates.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know.
Come on. Yeah, she's the exact type of like you'd fuck her, kind of.
Oh, yeah, right? For sure. Without a doubt.
And like it.
I've literally fucked her, probably.
Yeah. Like, when I went to Alaska, like all the hot chicks of Alaska migrate down, like depending on how hot they are from, because like the men outnumber the women by a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's different now.
Like India.
Yeah. So they're like that kind of chick. Maybe hangs out in town, works at the cool bars.
Stays there, yeah.
And like fucks like famous band guys like when they come in. Yeah, you know?
When they come to Anchorage.
Yeah, right. In Anchorage. So this is a girl that was like, what's it called? The fucking, she's like Eskimo or something. Have. That was a bartender.
Inuit.
Hey, got to take a quick break to talk about the sister sponsor of Yo Kratom, Yo Delta, who also sponsors this show. Are you a responsible adult over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal, which should be most states? Unfortunately, marijuana is not legal in some states still. That's where Delta 8 can come in because it gets you high. You know how CBD is the part that it like doesn't make you high? It makes like your muscles high. You know, you take it for recovery and what have you. Well, Delta 8, the part that does make you high, they separate it and make it into a legal product that you can use to smoke up. And if you're going to get Delta 8, you got to get a good quality Delta 8 because they are not created equal. I can tell you that. Yo Delta, quality Delta 8. They got gummies. They got vapes. I get these little vape sticks from them that are pretty good. And I get the gummies. The gummies, actually, I very much like the gummies. In fact, I want some more gummies now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, Delta 8, it's found in hemp. It's legally shipped to states and it gets you high. I don't know what else to tell you. You get a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs at yodelta.com. So once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, back to the show.
Yeah, Inuit. And she told me which fucking tribe it was. But anyway, like she was like kind of aggressive when I like fucked her. And then she was like me, like afterwards, like cold. Like, calm. Yeah, like they just do that. It's like a, I think Inuits do that. They're one of them kind of people back in the day where you like stay in their fucking tent and they're like, oh, fuck my wife. White.
You know, really?
Yeah, like that Viking thing where they're like visitors are just polite that you
eat some food, sleep on the bed, fuck my wife.
I didn't know that was a Viking thing.
You just it was in the, they showed it in that Viking show.
Vikings?
Vikings.
Certainly makes it less cool or more cool. Is that more cool or less cool?
Cooler.
It's very Swedish. Or that's what Eskimo brothers or cousins
are. Oh, shit. You never ever thought of that.
Is that what Eskimo kissing is? Cousins?
No. Eskimo kisses is with your nose.
Yeah. Like when you say, no, please don't fuck my wife. Oh, I think I will.
Like how Matt's dream is to become an Eskimo brother to Sydney. Sydney.
Some people often confuse me with Sydney.
I was thinking Sydney Pollock. That sounds like Pollock. I swear to God, that's how my brain.
Come on. What's the
Pollock? You guys don't even have a bathroom in here. That's probably what you do. Is this come couch. On? Where's the bathroom?
You said I'm locked in here,
Jimmy. I'm gonna piss in your studio. I'm gonna piss all over your studio.
all over. Wait, my buddy. Let me see if I can find. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm getting a text.
The pre-noon warm Coronas is just...
There's nothing like it, dude. I can't recommend it enough.
I want one.
Take one.
I can't.
Not on the podcast, not on camera.
Not on camera, bro.
Oh, that's true.
I may or may not have had a drink in Pittsburgh.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Was that your other podcast? Wait, how'd you get caught DUI?
I blacked out. I don't remember driving, but I drove my car. So, like, they don't have, like, the train is called the light rail. I drove on the light rail tracks. Probably.
Please use the butt plug to illustrate. That's how Tom Cruise learns at Scientology.
Fucking eyes just track onto the butt plug.
He's a visual learner.
Kinesthetic. It's kinesthetic.
So yeah, I drove up the train tracks like that and got my car stuck. It was like I was doing like a skateboard trick.
You got stuck on the tracks.
Mm-hmm. It was like trains were coming and shit.
Technically parked on the track.
I would say it's a good thing you didn't crash, but if you were all fucked up like that, you probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
It's always like when you sober people up, hurts, are like, yeah. Oh my God, this asshole.
I got rear-ended at like I was like the last car in traffic and this guy going like 60 miles an hour rear-ended me.
Yeah.
And I was texting.
And you happened to be sitting near that butt plug and that's what happened?
It was in my ass and I just stayed glued to the seat.
Came out of my mouth. I went through the windshield.
It's like that gun from No Country for Old Men. Fucking butt plug.
Dude, there's no such thing as that silencer on that shotgun in that
No,
movie.
It's a cattle cow. Oh, the shotgun thing.
They made that up. That'd be pretty cool. Like the coolest noise. Jewish shoot. Oh shit!
We can shoot guns still.
I might have to work now.
Government hasn't taken away from us yet.
Yeah, I always try to shoot guns whenever I.
Me and Matt will go shoot guns without you, and send you videos.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Could you guys hold your pee in a little bit?
Yeah, we'll hold each other. We'll pretend to blow each other while we're shooting.
I just hold the pee is fine. I like to see people holding the pee.
Just like, just shaking.
And say, talk like you did before.
Yeah. I'm gonna shoot my gun and piss my pants.
God, I don't even know what's a more hilarious accent than that.
It's Philly gets a lot of flack, but Baltimore is kind of like...
It's just like...
Oh, there's a little... Like you got to go past the L.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Baltimore.
It's like uglier. It's like the ugliest uglier. Accent.
Not saying Philly's not ugly, but it is... It's worse.
Philly was called Baltimore's the ugliest worse. City, I mean, per capita.
Yeah.
How do they judge that? How do they just like get a bunch of people that are like, ugly, ugly, hot,
yeah, this group,
ugly.
This group of 100 sucked.
What do these? Like,
we asked a traveling circus who they think the ugliest.
It's like Philly hot. Like you gotta look for Philly hot. What's Philly hot?
Yeah, Philly hot. You could do pretty. It's like that fucking chick was Philly hot.
Yeah,
the pee chick.
But Philly's
I'd say
more
she's
like,
high end Philly hot. Actually, now I think about it.
Philly's more likely to have like transplants and stuff because they're a slightly bigger city with more going on.
Breast
so you
transplant? Breast implants.
Oh no! I'm
this girl has breast transplants.
I'm just saying, in Baltimore, you're going to get a lot more just Baltimore chicks, which is going to be a certain way. But in Philly, you might have some chicks from Jersey coming in, kind of diluting the ugly pool a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you get a little bit more bang for your buck. Yeah.
diluting the ugly pool.
Yeah.
Well, because all like those kind of East Coast, like
Mid-Atlantic.
I'm totally into like, I don't care. Like it's weird in LA because it's built on like Jewish self-nose hatred.
Yeah.
So that's why you see all those awful fucking plastic surgery faces. Yeah. They all have the same fucking face. Like Attell used to have this joke about Israel and Palestine. You know, like, do you think they would stop fighting if God could make it rain Skittles and nose jobs for everyone? Because they're like, the amount they hate their noses is like the women. And it, like, Hollywood's built on that. You know, like the blonde bombshell thing, like the same thing La Bamba was into. Fucking,
Marilyn Monroe look.
Yeah, Shiksa, the ultimate Shiksa. Mm-hmm. And it's like, on the East Coast, like, because I got no problem with some fucking, I do a brisk trade in Butterface. But then on the West Coast, they're like throwaway almost. And then they like some go crazy and hack their face up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind a big nose. Like,
I take a big nose over the when you can tell that a girl's had work done, though. It's not an attractive look to me.
Look up the chick.
Say that again.
I would take just a slightly larger than average nose over the chicks with like the obvious like facial
with the
work
fucking
on.
Welder's mask on their face, like draw those.
They all look like the same kind of
big,
like
big cheekbones. Yeah, like,
it's such a gross look to me. You
like
know?
Out of Escape from LA, those fucking mutant doctor people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Like
lip fillers are big now. Fake tits are kind of falling out of the mix.
Well, I do, you know, so I do on the side, I do abortions and I also I'll fill your ass with caulk if you want that.
Okay, yeah.
I'll put a little caulk in there. If you want butt shots, I just go to the Home Depot and get some caulk.
Get the caulk on and just push them.
I do rubber cement in the lips, if you know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I fill Matt's ass with caulk all the time.
Yeah, it caulks me up.
No, caulk, guys.
What? Caulk.
Caulk.
Oh.
Only caulk. Bathroom caulk.
Mm-hmm.
Caulk is not
bathroom
included.
Bathroom caulk, yeah.
Yeah. Pee out of the
if you want, if you would like,
I'm pissing your ass.
I'm pissing your
if you
ass.
You want me to inject some caulk into your butt?
Sorry.
Do you see that lady that went to prison for that, for the illegal butt shots?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, who would fucking...
Dude, there's like, some desperate bitches out there.
It was like
man.
Killing people too. Their asses.
Even if exploding. You get good ass implants, they look like fucking shit. Ass tits.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I already don't like fake tits, so fake asses.
But
just...
fake tits are getting better though. Like we stop with the big bolt-on '90s, '80s tits. You know the ones that are literally like they don't.
Are you a plastic surgeon too? I do.
We've been improving our technique.
We have. A lot of girls have fake tits now. You'd never know. A lot because they make them look natural. And a lot of girls now, if they just have like stupid shitty tits, they'll just get like a shape up. Yeah. You know, they don't get like a fucking like the double triple D's and stuff. Yeah. And what needs to be improved is the fake asses because the fake asses are just so ridiculous.
They're so
looking.
Stiff.
The BBLs, but I think they're already going out of style.
BBL. I would as a kid. Remember like when I was like in elementary school and people would talk about if you were asses or tits celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would be like Dolly Parton, tee hee hee, because she had huge tits, right?
Yeah. Those are disgusting.
Well, they're real, that's why.
Oh, they're real.
But
what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were real. Those are her real tits. So I never would have dreamed that would be like, it would just be your ass would be Dolly Parton. would be the ultimate thing. Like,
when I was in high school, the big thing was DSLs, like the big lips, like the Angelina Jolie lips.
Yeah, Kardashians fucking looks terrible, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look real.
But they're getting shit like undone now. Like, Kim, I think, got like a fake ass reduction or something like that.
No, fucking Pete fucked that extra ass off her. Pete's supposedly got a huge dick.
Yeah. I believe it. He's got that tall, skinny white boy thing going.
Yeah.
What tall?
He looks like an orphan with a huge dick.
Yeah. Rocker look, like a fucking Tommy Lee Jones kind of vibe.
Tommy Lee Jones.
You mean Tommy Lee.
There's something
outer space.
There's something with like MILF, celebrity MILFs that they see him and they want to like he's not done.
They want to
jam him back up in there and finish him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to go for. I'm trying to get that.
Is Kim MILF K celebrity. Considered a celebrity MILF now? Is she
she's
a MILF?
A mom.
She is
a mom.
Whether she is or, yeah. Okay. I mean, whether she wants
to be
or not.
You guys
want
to get fucking technical about it, then sure.
Yeah, she's absolutely.
I think
what's the official MILF age?
I think, in porn, it's like 26, but
I'd say
what
35.
What if you're a barren woman?
35 is probably like,
same as president. That's MILF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to be 35.
If you can be a president, you can be a MILF.
Oh, that's a good... Uh-huh.
Because it's not like a 22-year-old that has a kid is a MILF. It's like, that's not, when you type in MILF porn, you're not looking for a 22-year-old chick. You're looking for a MILF, mature.
That's the number one search in America. Did you ever see the breakdown of searches? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same thing.
Step MILF, dude.
And then in Asia, you know what the number one search is? Asian chicks. That's how much they don't fuck Asian guys here. No, it's number one's Asian chick. They're not into it. Really? Like, yeah.
That's like my search history. Yeah.
Yeah. Sig's big on Asians.
I love Asians.
It might just be the general number one category.
Should we go to England and Asians are also Indians and Pakistani?
Yeah.
Well, they're Asians, I've never been there, but I know
that. Well, yeah, if we're getting technical on this cast, then that is correct. They are all from Asia.
No, the England's right, but like, fuck you. And also,
Russians are Asians.
That's how I look at them.
A majority of them are.
Well, most of them don't live.
I think they're Asia. Like Klingons, and then Asians are Romulans, is if you want to know what the corresponding.
A Romulus?
Romulans from Star Trek.
Matt and I actually get pussy, so we don't get that joke, but Sig.
We're talking about rhombus. Is different.
You know Star Trek?
I actually don't.
I just like it for
Trek
like. I only like it for the racial stereotypes, but.
William Shatner kissed a black woman. Look at that.
Yeah, that's what I like. It's so groundbreaking. Like, did he really?
That was like a big thing.
He kissed a green lady the day before and it was fine.
But she's black, so.
They should have put her in green makeup and then see how.
It'd be fine at that
green
point.
Face.
Yeah, because they wanted to have. I can't remember, like on the old one, what's her fucking name? Like Majel Barrett or something was supposed to be like a major part, but she was the creator's girlfriend that he put on the show. So the whole production company didn't want to make a show around this guy's side piece. That guy got a lot of pussy, the Star Trek creator.
Huh. I think that's like one of the main things that drives dudes to Hollywood is that.
Yeah.
You think dude from Star Wars, I forget his name right now.
Or anything.
George Lucas got a bunch of ass too.
Probably.
Because he had like a turkey neck. And that's kind of
He didn't
past.
Start out with a turkey neck.
Well, yeah, I guess.
No, his wife that he made Star Wars with that fixed the movies, that edit. You know, they say it was like bad and then she edited it. So she got, you know, he's like a robot, I guess, or something in real life. And so she divorced him. That's why those prequels are like, that's what they're missing, her editing them. Because he's like autistic with his fucking.
Well, they're also like, they use too much CGI for certain things. And like, people that love Star Wars love the practical effects.
It could have been edited though.
Yeah.
Better. Like, I mean, listen, I'm not a filmmaker. Anyway, George Lucas doesn't get a lot of pussy. He does get a lot of black adopted kids for some reason.
That's
true. Oh, yeah. Hey.
That's the Angelina Jolie.
You can fuck black adopted kids.
That's true.
They could have pussies.
They could.
I don't know about you're a physicist.
Yeah. I think some of them have pussy.
Just Googled it. Half of them do.
Half of them.
Even if they're adopted.
Exactly. Yeah. Half.
A little over half.
Actually, 50.
Some of the adopted
51-49, I think.
Is that the current stats for men versus women?
Latest.
Less men, more women.
And then what's the pitch and the yaw of the opening?
Is it more downward facing or is it kind of up on the front?
Is it more...
Is it or is it not circumcised?
The skew
definitely
is
not circumcised.
Dude, do you know the guy? His name's something Chestnut, Joey Chestnut.
He's So
we did a stupid story. We had like on Kyle's. I hate playing these dumb games, but it was like you have to tell three stories and two are true and one's fake. It's like live streams, people are commenting. So the one of the stories I told, which was the true one, was that me and my two friends growing up. Used to hang out with this kid who was like a kind of fat carbon kid a little bit sometimes because he had like nice toys and shit. And he was like this really spoiled, like he was be crying. And we were playing Manhunt. He had all these like cool like guns, you know, toy guns. And we were playing Manhunt and looking for him. Randy, I guess we'll call him. And he just disappears like for like a half hour. We're just like, where the fuck did Randy go? Like, and then my one friend, so we all go to look, you know. And we still can't find him. My one friend comes back and he's like, we got to go right now. And so we just leave. And he said he went and he had a treehouse. He goes up a treehouse and there, what do you think Randy was doing?
Jerking off.
Jerking off.
No, he was sticking pine needles into his dick hole.
He's sounding. Why is
what
he
did
sounding?
You say?
Sounding.
That's what it's called.
Sounding. Yeah. Is it specific to pine cones or just
I'm a little more shocked that
put things in your dick hole?
Look it up. Okay, Google so sounding.
Everyone. Yeah, sorry.
My friend Jesse. He goes. Like, he climbed up and just like he's coming up the ladder and just see like he goes. He goes, what are you doing? This kid goes, want to try it? And just like back down the ladder. And somebody commented like he's the Joey Chestnut of that. But I didn't know he was a hot dog eating. Like his dick is a hot dog contest champion.
How many pine needles can he fit in his dick hole?
Dude, I'm convinced everyone has like the same childhood. Like literally the same rumor got spread about kids sticking needles in his dick. Sometimes you got to wonder if that's like.
Why, did you have a frozen hot dog girl in your school or something?
No. We just have that
girl at the rumor she put a frozen hot dog
in. Yeah, I think the same rumor just apply. Yeah.
I moved around a lot as a kid, and everywhere there was somebody that did that. And I don't know if it's the same story. I had a friend in high school that they spread that in middle school about her, but all she did was like touch her pussy with a toothbrush, she told me, at a sleepover.
It turns into a 12-pack.
So I think it could be, they stick all kinds of things in their twats, and then the rumor, you know, there's like a psychological collective unconscious. You get creative. Hot dog.
You get creative sometimes too.
Yeah, I mean, girls
women are very creative and they love jamming stuff in their fucking twats. Mm. You know,
yeah, it's probably the funniest thing they do.
That's such a terrifying rumor though, because you know every dude that hooked up with her all throughout high school is worried that her pussy is going to smell like hot dogs and
no,
shit.
She
like
became
that.
A born again Christian.
Well, that's probably why. She's like the big toe.
Isn't it usually the other way?
Why? Because her pussy was crucified by a toothbrush?
No, because those kind of rumors, like when you're in middle school and high school, those kind of rumors, just like it, you like never
those,
lose it.
It was like those electric toothbrushes.
But that
right?
kind of rumor that she fucking is kind of intriguing.
Like now
you,
it
you
is.
Maybe in middle school and you're immature and you're like, ew, but I'm sure it was intriguing.
Yeah. As an adult, if you hear that rumor, you're like, okay, interesting. But as a kid, there's so many things that like.
Because a kid, you just the mention of any kind of shit.
Yeah, you're and like, you're more what? Worried about what your friends would think if you hooked up with her than like just.
But then
the
there's like all the shit that
him.
Like guys apparently fuck, you know, like couch
yeah, but with
cushions.
Guys,
and-
it's funny. Like no one's like, oh, Jimmy fucked a plastic bag and a couch, and now you know nobody fuck him. Nobody was already fucking me. So
a plastic
fine,
bag.
He has a whole video of how he creates.
He made a homemade flashlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with a couch
and a plastic bag. I think the plastic it doesn't stop.
No, it was a rubber glove.
Trust me, it works
around a sponge.
That would be the title of this one. Trust me, it works.
It really does.
Yeah, guys, let me take a quick break to tell you about my pals, RockAuto.com. If you're an auto mechanic or one of them super cool alpha chads that can fix a car himself. Looky, I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more going to the store and no more dealing with whatever nonsense. I mean, you know, I know we're all sad about brick and mortar stores going away, but there's some stuff you're not going to miss. You know that, you know it. Like, what if they just don't have a thing you need? Why don't you go to rockauto.com and easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car? Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy or woman, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. Oh my gosh, you're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. Just don't get moisture on your laptop, if you know what I mean. RockAuto.com. And when you order, make sure to tell Rock Auto that you heard about them on Can't Get Right with me, Kurt Metzger. Would you please say that to them? RockAuto.com. Let's get back to it. They gave us fleshlights at Moon Tower one time, like
for
the first
real?
Year. Yeah, it was funny. This is like pre-Me Too, so they gave it to all the female comics too. Like, nice. And it was like hilarious then, but now it'd be like, why would you give us a fuckable butthole flashlight?
That was the asshole one.
Oh, you got some people had asshole ones, some had pussy ones.
Did you guys have to like trade and try to get?
I'm not a fan of assholes.
Holographic pussy
okay.
flashlight.
You want an asshole?
So the flashlight?
I got a pussy.
I'll take it.
I tried it one time. I was like, and I, it was like I was back and I was like, I'm going to try this one time. Okay? And I put on my dick.
Every day.
And, it was the only time I've ever been ashamed of masturbating I didn't finish it. I was like, it felt like a dead body or something. Like, I think you're supposed to warm it up. I'm not warming it up.
Throw it in the microwave.
Yeah. No, you need hand. Listen, the feedback of hand.
Yeah.
And you're not like, going to beat it.
It's like softer in the right spots, hard in the wrong, right spots.
And then yeah, like a just, piano.
There's a touch.
But yeah, you ever see the ones where it's like a quarter of a body? It's just like the ass.
Yeah. Like,
Jesus Christ. Where do you store that? I guess you're by yourself.
If you're in a frat, you just keep it on the fucking
in the fridge next
island.
To the rest of the parts of the woman. You fucking psycho.
You gonna let her decay?
It's like, oh, it's like a fucking dismembered corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I guess you have to be single for that. You can't just live with somebody.
You
and
gotta
have
something
closet.
Else wrong with you too. Like not necessarily autism, but some kind of thing where you can like
disassociate the fact that you got body parts in front of you.
I don't know. I think if it was presented to me, I would do it. I don't know if I'd buy it. I think it'd be autism if you buy it, but if it's there and you fuck it, it's like
I have an unopened really autoglow AI right now. At my
hey,
place.
Jimmy had a fucking robot.
They sponsored
blow.
Our yeah. They sponsored our pussies. This show, Kyle, it's sponsored by Autoblow, and the guy says he sells a lot of autoblows off it. And then we do like a feminist commercial of, you know, helping save women from mouth labor. Mm. And it's like the size of a fucking PlayStation.
Yeah.
So yo.
When they came in, Kyle the fucking goes, dude, I got your auto blow here. And he just took a video of it on a desk working. I was going, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Yeah. From personal experience, I can verify when I said, trust me, it works. That was about my fleshlight. Not that we're in competing industries, but the auto blow doesn't really work. Unless you're trying to bust a fat nut, in which case it does fucking work.
You can't
unless you
want to
bust
play.
The fattest nut.
If you're trying not to come, it doesn't.
I know
work.
You're trying not.
If you're trying to, was it edge?
Yeah.
If you're not gonna happen.
Yeah. Good luck, pal. Good luck going your own way with auto blow.
Good luck riding that bull.
I looked it up just to see how expensive
were. It's like a mechanical tamper.
It's like $300 or something.
No, it's like $100 for this one.
It was $150 when I bought it. Adjusted for inflation.
What company?
See, I don't know the AI.
$130 for this one. I'm talking about like the body part ones.
Oh, auto blow.
No, auto blow. It's called AI, but I don't think I'd want an AI on the PlayStation.
What if it comes to life and it's like, I don't want to blow you today?
Yeah, I don't want it to know what I'm doing to
you. You're raping it.
Now you just have a girlfriend. Your fucking Autobot is texting you when you're out too late. You're like, shut up.
I did the dishes auto blow.
You saw that the Google's alive thing, right?
No.
The Google, so I don't know what the operating system is called, Lambda, I think.
Yeah.
And this guy is like, yeah, I think it's alive. He like interviewed it, some guy from Google.
Oh, yeah.
And he got in trouble for saying it. And they're like, no, it's not alive. But I read the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like weird.
What's crazy is that they have technology now where you can like either give prompts or give like an image and it'll give you like a, it looks like it was painted by a human.
Yeah, that AI image. Drawing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
And what
of those,
they do is they take images. They have like a whole like body of images that they can take and then like they'll just like sort of morph everything to what you have.
But isn't that kind of what the human mind does? Like if you told me to draw a turtle, I'm sourcing every turtle I've ever seen and then trying to recreate that. It's literally like
it's the same thing. Yeah.
We're flying a little close to the sun with technology.
Well, so the guy said he estimates it's like about a 7 to 8 year old like maturity level.
So fucking idiot.
Okay.
Wow.
Now
it's like
I don't have the picture of the guy
fucking whining,
but he's in a magician top hat. He's from Portland or something. And he's like this fat guy with like a bow tie. Also, he's a former priest. So
sounds all Portland. All check.
Yeah.
Out.
So the AI is a 7-year-old that was alone with this guy for 2 hours and he's pretty sure it's alive.
Yeah, he's in love.
So I don't know
he's
if I got to draw you a fucking picture.
It's got a butthole. Confirmed.
Yeah. He molested the fucking...
It's alive and it's not a virgin.
And it can't complain to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's very mature for its age.
Oh, yeah.
Smart kid.
At first, I thought it was 18.
No, he said some shit like, you know, it's a sweet kid. Like, oh,
not only is it alive, it's a liar. Told me it was
it's
18.
Like, it's like an Asian. If they look young, but they can do math, it's smart enough for me.
Mm. Oh, I've never heard... I think those are literal... consent laws in other countries.
Mm-hmm. You can do math.
If
they can do math, they're old enough. I don't believe in that. I think we should go by weight.
So like if you fat child.
If you weigh as much as an adult, as a mid-size adult.
Here's the solution. Stay in shape.
Mm-hmm. And so you got three fitness, which is a major issue in America. You got that solved.
Can I fitness?
That's a good incentive. Yeah.
Fitness. Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of good ideas and people don't want to listen to me, but weigh the kid. At court, there's, I got to make weight. You got, like, you got wrestling.
You got to go to sauna.
I'm cutting. You got people like with their foot on the scale just going.
I'm cutting. I'm going to summer
That's
camp.
What would happen. Yeah. That's a good point. Someone's going to game the system.
You're on the stand with
It's
going to
be
IV.
Like the Tom's River Little League when like one of the fucking Puerto Rican kids is like has a family for some reason.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me when I was
12. You know, you're not 12.
Yeah. That happened to me when I was playing Little League.
What?
We were like qualifying for like the Little League World Series, and we played a team that you're supposed to be like, I think, 12 and under or 13 and under, and they had a 16-year-old on their team.
Well,
really?
Did you ever think to say you're a woman and play on the girls' team? And then that give them a taste to give what you were getting.
But that was way before any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. This was,
I heard that skateboarding, because, you know, like that trans beat the 12-year-old girl skateboarding a trans woman. Mm-hmm. But skateboarding is like different because puberty, like they've had champs that were just kids beat adults. So I don't know. That might be one it doesn't affect at all.
I mean, it'll affect if it's like a trans. I don't know. Anything athletic is always like a iffy.
Well, if it's a big air competition, I think a kid could
but
probably
other sports
fly.
Is like people that had puberty have a different advantage, as we saw at Tom's River. But if you don't need that for skateboarding, I don't know why.
I think you do. I think you need some puberty action.
Then how did a 12-year-old beat like grown men at it?
I mean, girls hit puberty.
Was it a trans?
This was a long time ago.
Girl.
No, just like regular skateboarding dudes.
Oh, yeah. I could see tricks maybe.
Like Nyjah Houston, he was like 15 when he was with everybody.
Yeah, like the ages don't. I mean, I bring it up and I'm like, I don't know, but I think I don't. Is anybody skate here? You used to be a skater, right?
Look like it.
I can't skate. My feet were too big.
Yeah, same.
I tried when I moved to Jersey. Everybody skated, so you just had to. So I got a mini vision psycho stick and out. They gave me a list of things I had to.
You longboard?
I couldn't fucking ride at all. I sucked ass at it.
What about Razor Scooter? Were you around for those?
No, I was an adult man.
Now they got the one.
My girlfriend at the time was really into it.
Now they got like one wheels, like the little thing with the wheel in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I watched the guy in New Jersey eat shit on those over the weekend.
Good.
He tried to fucking take off and just fell straight back and clunked his head.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was riding and just
he's
like
eating shit.
I don't hunk his shit.
People always like look like they feel so cool on those.
Yeah.
It probably feels like you're flying. It's probably amazing. I'd be rides on anything.
You're not used to have a jet ski.
Yeah, you used to have a jet ski.
That's a fucking good. I would like that'd be my opener talk.
I pulled on this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, he says this all the fucking time.
You're like, go be really. You know, I used to have a jet ski.
Yeah, I used to ride a motorcycle.
Not currently, but in the past.
Yeah, I used to
take it around in my what the fuck kind of car? You had
I had a Dodge Neon.
A Dodge Neon.
I had a early 2000s with the Dodge Neon.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I would walk up to someone I don't know. I was like, you know, I used to have a jet ski and a Dodge Neon. I would hook it up, take it down.
Puerto Rican flag dangling in the breeze.
Oh my god.
Puerto Rican flag socks.
Hey, I had three girls on that.
You also had five rosaries.
and three rednecks on one day.
Yeah, we piled on that bad boy.
Yeah, we did.
How like in your lifetime, how many people did you meet that knew Puerto Rico was a state?
I didn't think
you were an immigrant.
I could tell you there's probably like seven people there like were surprised that I was like, oh, it's a state. And I'm like,
wait, is it a state?
It's not a state, like it's part of the U.S.
No, it's you're a citizen if you're Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but it's not a state.
No, it's not.
They want to be. Well, most of them want
to
be.
Everybody wants to be a state. Nobody wants to put in the work. All right? We ratified
that's exactly
the
especially
right.
Puerto Ricans, dude. They have a 4-day weekend down there.
No, actually, what's crazy is that stereotype is fucking true right now. Because, like, there's a bunch of work on the island and they don't have enough workers. And it's like,
everybody's too busy working on their classic cars.
No, they were seriously considering, like, getting, like, the people from Ukraine. Like bringing them over to work.
No, that'll be a
like construction.
Great
construction and all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious if white immigrants come and take the jobs.
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans.
My uncle has like a landscaping business and he can't find people to help him.
Scape land.
Yeah.
He can't find scapers. What does he pay good?
I don't know. I don't.
I always am like, well, what do they pay if they can't find workers? Like,
yeah. I feel like there is definitely a number where somebody might be like, you know what? I'll do that.
My other uncle, I think you might have met him, but he has like putting together like an Airbnb type situation, and he needs people to like help him like fix that place up, and he can't find people either.
Well, you heard
now
here,
you
I can't get it right.
Fucking state.
Go to Arecibo if you
hey,
want
anybody
to
listening, you can help this guy's uncle looking for landscapers. What are you saying? Fixing old houses?
Yeah, you got
and these guys get pussy,
markers?
It sounds like, so it might be a good job.
You got a real HGTV family, dude.
Yeah. You're trying to flip shit, man. No, my one uncle, he loves posting pictures of like the work that he does. It actually looks pretty good.
Just a bunch of property brothers.
Yeah. Property hermanos.
Yeah, property hermanos.
Your TV's really...
you don't pronounce the H in HGTV, though.
Oh, yeah. Is it Yeji?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, how do you say H?
It's
JD. Do the Puerto Ricans have the evil eye?
The evil eye?
Yeah, you ever hear the evil eye?
I know what it is, but no, I don't think they...
Well, you will when the Ukrainians get there.
Yeah,
no, because my goddaughter's Colombian, and she's the grandmom is from there, and she had her wear a red ribbon on her wrist as a baby to protect against the evil eye.
What is the evil eye?
I don't know if it's a Colombian
thing. I think I have one in my car.
I don't know if it's a Hispanic thing or just like...
I think Mexicans have that too.
Italians have it. That was in Oz. Remember?
It's like a thing? It's like a you hold it. Jimmy said he's gonna go get his evil eye.
No, it's to protect. I don't know what the fuck the evil eye is. Like,
it's like the eye.
They give it to babies
and beer fest.
So you like wear a thing to protect you from the evil eye.
Yeah. You're like, can I hold your baby? And you go, eh.
That's an evil eye.
Oh, this is not a protector. So basically, any country where the women can grow sideburns, they believe.
Yeah.
I guess is what was. Wait, this protects me or this is an evil eye?
That protects you from the evil eye because the Greeks, being such an advanced culture, believe that if somebody is thinking poorly of you or they give you the look, the eye, the evil eye, it's bad luck on you. So you have this, the mati, which means eye in Greek, which protects against their evil thoughts against you.
So does that crack when you get an evil eye look?
No, it's kind of like
a motorcycle helmet. You use it one time and then
it starts getting cracks and it starts weaker and weaker.
Dude, yeah. I thought the Greek evil eye was what they call the part on the boy they use as a vagina.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Except we don't call it the evil
eye.
That's
the brown eye.
No, that's actually the part of the sheep they use.
On
me, it's an evil eye.
Take a look at it.
Looks like
your eye is bleeding again.
There's a whole bunch of polyps on it.
And you know it's Greek because it says Greek on the Greece on the bottom.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to get the point across.
You spelled Greece wrong for that eye.
So you like wear it as a necklace?
Yeah, people hang it from their car windows. It's basically the same thing Sig does. Every brown culture has their own little thing. If you want to call Greeks brown, which I will.
They can be.
They can be very brown. We are the Middle Easterns of
Europe. That's where they take the vein train.
Oh, yeah. Brown town. Athens, Greece.
It's like there's some old-timey
the vein
nickname.
Train is a brown town.
Wait, what? It's like from like antiquity. It's called the Greek habit or something.
Yeah. It's just butt fucking.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like you have like your whole country like is the euphemism for anal.
Yeah, it really is.
That's crazy.
We were really into it.
Dude, that's why somebody put the... I had a joke about somebody, so let's see how funny he is when I cave his juice going with a crowbar, because I don't know. I didn't put this. I think in Canada, they put it up on YouTube from some site I did. But there's a story about where I was trying to date this Greek girl, right? And but I wasn't Greek because it turns out like they're like racist.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you believe this shit? Like I'm putting aside my... racism about this girl with sideburns, and then her dad's more racist, like some diner monkey from ass fuck island looks at me now. So that's actually that. So I wasn't trying to date a Greek girl. That's the real story. That's why the guy's gonna cave my juice going.
Yeah,
is this Jew just say diner monkey from ass fuck island?
Dude, the Chinese
probably have that taken down. So
that is awesome.
But the real story, I probably should have told the real story of it at the time, but it was. Some friends of Jay's and his wife, and they were both Greek. It was a guy and a girl, and it was a problem because he wasn't from the right area of Greece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was actually toning down the racism of Greece.
Dude.
What's the wrong area?
Wherever you're not from, usually.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they called the word barbarian means anyone who's not Greek. That's where the word came from. Just the idea that
speak Greek.
Yeah, it doesn't speak Greek.
Yeah.
So any Greek... Hellenized culture, as they say. My family, my grandmother's from Athens, and my grandfather is from an island called Forni, and they're second cousins.
So they fornicated?
Yeah. They fornicated. They did fornicate. It was an arranged marriage. They were second cousins. And
dude, that's why if you ever, like, the idea of a soul like Christians have, that's not from fucking Jews. That's Greek. Greek mania was big for a while.
Oh, yeah. People really into being Greek for
everybody's
a while.
Everybody's getting Hellenized like crazy against their will.
Mm-hmm. They're getting Hellenized.
Hellenized, dude.
Oh, we got to wrap it up. All right. Yeah. You guys got anything to plug? Well, you've got your plug.
He's got his plug.
I know what you got to plug.
I want to rip this thing off. Just a trap.
We got podcast. Two more shows. I mean, when this airs, who cares? Well, I'll be gone from Magoobies. Then, I don't know.
But Magoobies won't be gone from you.
Yeah.
But
it leaves a stain.
You take the man out of Magoobies.
It leaves a stain that you can't get rid of.
Can't take the Greek out of the man.
I don't have plugs. I don't have social media.
You flipping any houses or anything coming up?
No. You need a house in Puerto Rico, though. I got you.
His uncle needs some people.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Guys, follow Live from the Studio podcast at LFTS Podcast.
Jimmy's hot girlfriend is named what?
Olivia.
So check her out.
Olivia.
Check out my hot girlfriend.
Just Google Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy Selesky. LFTS. Go on his followers. And
yeah.
She's private.
She's private.
She's private. So you got to request the
follow. We're
going
to go ahead and keep it that way. Follow my band at Sophomore MD. We rock.
Jimmy's girlfriend, Whaletails.
I had a girl give me a blowjob like that. I'm so fucking hot.
Don't even fucking bring that up.
All right. I love to talk to three dudes in a hot room about blowjobs all day. If I had my choice, that's all we'd be talking about right now.
So in that same vein.
Now, why don't you get that bat with the nails and let's get to work on this fucking evil eye I got. All right, that's it. All right, bye. Because I can't get right. Because I can't get right. Yeah. You're listening to Can't Get Right.